Happy Thirsty Thursday, everyone. My tongue got stuck there. So, what's your favorite little kitty cat? And, I was just thinking of, Acrobat and, Mac and I think Simon doing, discussing the iTunes thing. You know, when I first got my iPhone, maybe like 6 months ago, everything worked really great. And I had iTunes before I had a smartphone. A good friend of mine out in California turned me on to iTunes way back in, I don't know, 2007, 2008. And he would always give me music, and he's like, you know, you have to have this. And he had just bought the iPhone when it first came out, so whenever that was. So anyway, everything worked really nice. But I noticed something happened to my phone, and it just stopped working. It won't sync any of the new songs from my iTunes. And if I'm not mistaken, I tried using my Nano to see if I could, if it was working. And every time I plug it in to my computer to sync it, it says something, this is not supported, or this device is not supported. And I really don't want to argue with it. And, you know, I'd love to have my music on here. I have like 100 songs. And I guess if I had all my songs, I have like a 4 days worth of iTunes songs, whatever they tell you at the bottom, I probably would never be able to do anything else, because I would be listening to my music all the time. So that's why in my purse I carry my Nano, or whatever those, it's the silver, it's the long ones. It was the one after the Classic. It's actually my man-child's, and he got a Zune. Well, he took a Zune from his brother-in-law. He basically said, if you can take my sister, I can take your stuff. So he was in his teens, early teens. So he, you know, wasn't happy that his sister ran off and got married. So he took his Zune, and I took his iProduct. And like I said, everything worked really good. And just one day, and I have uninstalled it, reinstalled it, uninstalled it, reinstalled it. And I really don't want to call Apple and deal with all that. As long as I can boo and I can, you know, tweet and check my Facebook when I do, and, you know, text my friends and send pictures, having my music on there is really no big deal. But I do want it on my other one because, you know, I got to have some distraction. So, and as long as you guys continue to boo, I'll be happy, because then I can plug in my earbuds, and when I don't want to be bothered with, you know, residents and office staff and etc., I can listen to you guys. So I'm headed to work. It's kind of cool, brisk. It's sunny out though. Oh, but it's cold, and it was cold sleeping with the window open. And I'm gonna be working kind of late today. So anyway, and there was something else. Oh yes, Simon's boo on Ego. Very good. I like that one. I think we're all like that to some degree. You know, where we know by listening if we're going to be mentioned, kind of thing. And I like to not put anybody's name in my boos, because then people go and listen for their names. So it's kind of a treat, shock, if, you know, you're listening to a boo and you go, oh, she mentioned me. Yeah. Unless I have a direct, you know, message or response, then I'll put somebody's name in the thingy. But I don't tag anybody anymore unless, you know, unless the urge strikes me. Okay. So, I am here at work. Boo. Oh, and my seat warmers work. Yay! Later, news people.